back to Eco Talk. Well, here at this program, every day is Earth Day, of course. But now that April has arrived, hopefully we all feel a little push to do just a bit more for the embattled planet we live on. Are you looking for a simple idea that will go a long way? We have a good one for you. And in fact, it was that good idea that inspired our next guest about a year ago to do something about all the junk mail. It's not just a nuisance, it's a real environmental hazard. So they've started something called 41 Pounds. It's a service that will remove you from junk mail and catalog lists. And even more, they donate up to half of their profits to environmental and community organizations. Our guest is Sandra DeVries, one of the founders of this great new service, 41 Pounds. Welcome to EcoTalk.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened exactly? I had an epiphany 10 years ago with all the junk mail, and I started my one-minute feature called Trash Talk. I said, this is outrageous, and it's only gotten worse.
Right. Well, you know, it happened the same way with us. You know, we really got sick of our junk mail, and me and my two other brothers started the organization just by, you know, going through our mail on the kitchen table and saying, you know, none of this is even addressed to me. None of this is stuff I even open.
Or want.
Why do I get this?
Right. Nobody ever wants it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, you know, we started doing a little research online, started finding the source of where all this comes from. And, you know, we really thought maybe you can just go to the post office and say, hey, stop sending me junk mail. Just don't give it to me. But they obviously can't just sift through your mail and say, this is junk, this is not. They have to send everything addressed to you. So what we did is we found the organizations that sell and trade your name and information, the direct marketers that send you the information, the catalog companies, and we figured out a good way to contact them and stop them from sending you all this information.
And the name 41 Pounds comes from?
The amount of junk mail the average person receives each year. And, you know, for a household, that might even be double that.
And you say, according to your statistics here, on average, we receive 10.8 pieces of junk mail a week compared to only 1.5% personal letters. I don't get any personal letters anymore. It's all email.
Right.
And then, of course, I don't know, 10 a week. We get more like 10 a day, so I definitely need your service.
Absolutely. You know, it's different for everyone, but, you know, we have people coming up to us with, you know, hundreds of catalogs that they want to get rid of.
And we're
more than happy to take care of it.
I call it catalog copulation. They just multiply. And if you ever buy anything, watch out. Then they'll send you one from each season, you know,
or
each quarter of a season. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much the same with a different cover. And then you try to get off them. Even the environmental catalogs, I won't name which ones, you know, they keep sending it. I have a, you know, married name and a maiden professional name, and they send it to both. You know, they can't figure out. They don't have very smart computers that it's the same address. Or
sure
one to my husband, one to me. Okay, I'll stop ranting here. Give us a few more statistics that will make people realize just, you know, what they don't see behind the scenes is a real ecological problem.
Well, you know, we named the company 41 Pounds because we thought it was a good number that people could sort of wrap their brains around. You know, it was a tangible number that, you know, people could sort of physically see. You know, they could see 41 pounds of junk mail. There's 62 billion pieces of junk mail goes out each year, and that number is supposedly rising.
And that translates to how many trees?
100 million trees are destroyed each year to produce junk mail, and, you know, 28 billion gallons of water is wasted to produce junk mail and to recycle it as well.
And then 40% of the mass, I understand, in landfills is paper and paperboard waste, probably most of it junk mail?
Exactly. Like 44% is junk mail, and it goes unopened, completely unopened, not even looked at.
And that raises a good question. You know, if you open it, you're wasting time, and it does add up, I understand, to, what, 8 hours a year or a lifetime? 8 hours over a lifetime.
8 hours a year. And that's going up. I mean, with privacy issues and identity theft and things like that, you're supposed to shred everything you get, basically. And you're supposed to, you know, make sure no one gets your name and address off of anything. So, I mean, you're going through and shredding stuff that you don't even look at.
My husband
and
does that. He just rips it up. Yeah, a waste of time and energy. And then I feel guilty, silly me, if I don't open it.
Right, exactly. Because you think you might be missing something.
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes they have those labels that, you know, are in there that you can use because I just hate to waste it and realize, no, this is not my problem. So you've got a solution. And I understand that it's very popular so far. You're only, what, in operation since last summer?
Yes, since July of 2006.
How many people have signed up?
We have over 2,000 subscribers.
Wow. And what kinds of environmental nonprofits benefit, and how do you choose them?
Well, we work with any organizations that, you know, we talk to the fundraising people, and, you know, if they want to get involved and help us out, well, we're more than happy to help them out. We just partnered up with American Forests, Trees for the Future, and Friends of the Urban Forest.
Okay, so how does it work?
Well, anytime someone signs up for these organizations, the very first thing you see is a supported organization. and it's a pull-down menu, and you click on the menu, and you just click on an organization that you want to donate to. And for each subscription, we donate $15 right back to that organization.
Okay, when someone signs up, what do you actually do that makes it go away, and how much of it does go away?
Well, we promise 80 to 90% of the junk mail to go away because, you know, we can't get rid of all of it. It's just not possible.
And that's mail as well as the catalogs?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And what we do is when someone signs up, it only takes about 5 minutes to sign up, and we contact 20 to 25 different direct marketing organizations on your behalf. Now, right after you sign up, you're going to get a packet of postcards in the mail. Those postcards are pre-addressed and pre-stamped, and those go out to different direct marketing organizations. We do this because a lot of these organizations actually need a signature from you guys.
I see.
So that they'll take out the list. They don't want just anyone trying to unsubscribe the whole world from these organizations.
And this service costs $41, a mere
$41? $41, and it lasts for 5 years, just a one-time fee for the whole household.
Such a deal. I'm going to sign up for this. This is brilliant. Thank you so much. And I understand you do this on the side. You have a whole job, but we don't have time to hear about that. But is
right.
it something in the environmental sector?
No, it's not, actually. It's a little different. But this is, you know, started as a side project, and it's really turned into something really exciting and really important to the three of us.
Great. So well, I'm going to recommend it because a lot of people complain about it, and they ask me. And this is simple, and it's certainly cost-effective, and you're saving our resources. Thanks so much, Sandra DeVries, for your good work. 41 pounds. Check it out. We'll be back right after these messages.